I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. The Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia has been under frequent missile attacks by Russian forces. In the past week alone, strikes in this eastern city have killed at least 17 people and injured more than 80, among them children. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says there's been a shift in the mindsets of Ukrainians.
The recent announcement that they were building an elementary school underground in the city of Zaporizhia, the very important city of Zaporizhia, was stunning to us in America. It is this transition that is happening from the war could be over soon, we just need to come up with the right strategy, to this may be our new normal.
SGA is partnering with local believers in Ukraine who are pressing forward. Pray for the peace of God that surpasses understanding. And perhaps you've been wanting to share the hope of Jesus with someone in your life, but you're not sure where to start. Ron Hutchcraft of Hutchcraft Ministry says it begins with asking God how he can use the resources and opportunities we already have to open doors for the gospel. Even something as simple as baking cookies for a neighbor can get a conversation going. And as we are preparing to reach out in love to share the hope of Jesus, Hutchcraft says we can pray for God to go before us.
Lord, open the door. That's a natural opportunity to bring up your relationship with Jesus. Lord, open their heart, get them ready to hear it. And Lord, open my mouth and give me the words and the tone, the approach, the courage. Lord, open my mouth.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.